Hello, everybody. I'm George from Ireland. Well, thank you for going to my channel. Talking about a decision made by the Conservative and Unionist Party in the United Kingdom, and that came to light very recently, and that's that Joshua Bonehill Payne has been selected as a Conservative council candidate. Now, this is highly tendentious because Mr. Bonehill Payne served a 3-year prison sentence for posting racist comments online. Now, I haven't seen the content of them, but I presume they have to be truly horrific to merit a sentence of that length, and so on. And he was also found guilty of the racial harassment of Luciana Berger, who was a Labour MP. She later left the Labour Party, saying it wasn't dealing with anti-Semitism. I think she's back in the Labour Party, though she's not a politician at the moment. So Mr. Bonehill Payne, he's going to stand in Crewkerne South next year. That's in Somerset. Now, Mr. Bonehill Payne has never stopped apologising. He's contrite. He recognises wrong. He goes around teaching people to reject racism, that this is a mind virus, don't be poisoned by that. Spreading hatred is a bad thing. So do we want people like him to reform or not? Yes, I definitely do. So I believe in rehabilitation. There's got to be forgiveness. There's got to be second chances. But maybe that second chance shouldn't include standing for the council, because, you know, if someone does believe in all these ghastly things and is going around expectorating odium, would you want this person to improve or not? And I do want such a person to improve. So allow a way back for the person. But Luciana Berger has spoken out against it, said the case still haunts me. And she went on to say, I feel sick, a bit sick reading well-known commentators debate his selection today and say these are the precisely the people we need in office, a public office. For the avoidance of doubt, I don't believe this man should have any role in public life because of his racism and his view of women. Kemi Badenoch, you've got this very, very wrong. So Kemi Badenoch, of course, is leader of the Conservative Unionist Party. And Mrs. Badenoch has said that he's truly penitent and there ought to be forgiveness. Now, the Board of Deputies of British Jews has denounced the decision, thinks it's very bad. So, you know, I obviously believe there should be some absolution. Depends on what the person has done. Anything she's done as a minor, okay, we can forgive. If it was like shoplifting, if it was speeding, if it was something trifling, then yes. So it depends, you know, how many years ago. It depends on the severity of the offence. But most parliamentary candidates are checked out by their parties. They've got no criminal record whatsoever. Only then they're allowed to proceed. Undischarged bankrupts can't even stand for parliament. I know we stand for the council, not parliament. I think the Conservative Party would probably draw the line and say, you can never be a parliamentary candidate. Being a council candidate is different. Remember, about 20,000 local councillors in the United Kingdom, and the parties, they struggle to contest all the seats. And all right, the main three Westminster parties don't contest the Northern Ireland seats, but, you know, that's only about 1,000 of them. So you want to challenge to find 19,000 council candidates, and no party probably has ever had 19,000. So they are somewhat escaping the bottom of the barrel. They've got some paper candidates where his or her name will be on the ballot paper, but this person won't campaign at all. She's too busy, selected last minute. But it's just not good not to have a candidate. It suggests you don't care about the area. People who want to vote for your party can't vote for you. It might be an area which you're weak now, but you could win one day. Look at Sedgefield, which was a rock-solid Labour seat, Tony Blair's constituency. 1997, the Conservatives getting 10% of the vote. You fast forward to sort of 2019, the Conservatives got, was it 35% of the vote and won it? Anyway, so Mr. Bonehill Payne, he runs this online satirical magazine, the Crewkerne Gazette. But it gets worse. It's not just his vicious racism. And okay, let's say that he was a racist, no longer is. But he was found guilty of assaulting a police officer, burglary from a police station. The malicious communications conviction is what he said to Luciana Berger. And that can't be just, I don't like you, or you're horrible, or mean, or fuck off, or something. It's got to be a lot worse than that. And Sir Keir Starmer, he was director of the of public prosecutions when this law was passed. And he urged circumspection. Don't prosecute unless you've got very strong evidence, and so on. So Mrs. Badenoch has said of Bonehill Payne, he's working every day to solve the very problem which he had previously caused. He's going up and down the country, training people in Conservative Party to believe in second chances. This is not someone we picked up with a convicted criminal. That is someone who's worked to help communities, especially Jewish communities. So anyway, close quotation. So yes, it is good. He's trying to undo some of the harm we've done. If you realize you've done something very, very wrong, then it takes a bit of moral courage to hold your hand up and say, I've got it very badly wrong and I've done something immoral. I've hurt good people and I want to make amends. And so that's the right thing. But is standing with the local council is the right way? I mean, a lot of other people the Conservative Party could have chosen, again, are beginning to think that, you know, that this has maybe been too forgiving, saying maybe you can join the party, but not stand for the council. And so, yeah, he's denounced what he said. He's retracted his comments and so forth, trying to undo the harm that he's wrought. He was let out of jail in 2018 and he wanted to turn his life around. So that's it. Anyway, he said he realized he'd been going down the wrong path when Joe Cox was murdered because of someone of the same mindset as him. Not that she was Jewish, someone who'd previously been pro-apartheid. He said, I felt an enormous sense of emotion, of grief and of anger that this lady had been murdered by a far-right extremist. This was a mother, a wife, and viciously murdered in cold blood. I started to question why I was supporting this, supporting a right-wing ideology. So close quotation. Well, one thing I do take objection is calling it a right-wing ideology. Conservatism is right-wing. Nazism is not. I mean, it's not right. Is it even left? I mean, they call themselves socialists and so on. So don't try and confuse a democratic right with, like, Nazism, which is totalitarian. Totalitarianism, either stripe, is very similar. Okay, so he's undergone this de-radicalization program, delivers counter-extremism sessions. So I'm a bit dubious about this whole thing, extremism, because that's just, I don't like you. Extreme is bad. All the things we take for granted now, mainstream was once extreme. Things that are extreme, maybe one day we want mainstream. Okay, so Karen Newman, Vice President of the Board of Deputies of British Jews, said that they've spoken to the Conservative Party, asked for the rescission of this decision, that he's just unsuitable to stand for public office at any level. And the Liberal Democrat Member of Parliament for that constituency, Adam Dance, said it's wrong, so they shouldn't have such a person as a candidate. Now, the Conservative Party is often accusing Labour of anti-Semitism, so it doesn't really look good to have this guy there, but he is at least working against anti-Semitism. What else? Of course, everybody makes mistakes, yeah, and there must be forgiveness, especially when people are willing to do their penance. But, you know, we've got Louise Hay, he's not only a Labour MP, he was a cabinet minister, and didn't even Starmer know about her fraud conviction. We appointed her, and now she's first Secretary of State, effective Deputy Prime Minister. Now, she says it was a misunderstanding over a mobile phone. If that was true, why not appeal it? She look at all these Sinn Féin politicians with criminal convictions who openly advocated for terrorism, all sorts of crimes. Government level, and mostly not now, it's kind of the previous generation. So Labour was all in favour of that, so is the Conservative Party as well. So, I mean, I'm minded to think that the Conservative Party's made a mistake in allowing him to stand for the council. But I slightly mixed feelings. I also think we should forgive people who try to put right the wrong that they did. What do you think? All right, thanks for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, donate to PayPal, George Cannon 790@gmail.com. Goodbye.